I imagine any time of the year, if you're de-icing planes and peeing on them, it's work, work, work.
That's just a winter, though.
So what do you do all summer? Sit there with your thumb up your butt?
I smell no, paint. Yeah, we both work for CE. He works on the paint crew, painting all the lines and stuff on the roads and runways. And I do the groundskeeping per se.
That sounds like too much like real hard manual labor work.
Nah, I sit on a fucking mower.
Depends on what I'm painting that day.
You don't have to mute out because we'll forget to mute back in, but we'll just be silent, okay? Starting now.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. Brought to you exclusively on DV Radio, WDVR. I am your host, Nevermore, and with me I have some people you may know, you may not know. First off, we have Midnight Frosty, who we're just going to call Frosty because it gets complicated. How you doing, Frosty?
I'm doing great tonight.
And for those of you who don't know, he is Midnight Frosty over in the radio chat. I don't know if he's made it to DV Radio before, but now you're hearing him.
Oh, not this time.
Not a girl. And with the blah, 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 with me, the other host is Oink. I know you guys know him. He snores on the radio. How you doing?
Oh, I'm up. Sorry. Yeah, we're here. We're alive and well. So, new show, different show. So we're pumped. We're ready to get this rolling.
Yes, it's going to. I would explain the show's concept, but I'm pretty sure as this goes on, it's going to get further and further away from any of its intentional use. So we're just going to wing it. We're not going to tell you what night it's going to air, what time, what date, because honestly, we don't have a clue. Once we do, they'll start be added into the shows. But this is our first ever. So with that, we are going to pick on Frosty first.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he's so excited. By the way, if he mumbles something and I totally mishear it, he does it on purpose. Not my fault. Anywho, Frosty, what branch of service were you in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
Is that a fact?
5 years.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
And what did you do in the Marine Corps? And remember, there are coasties out there that doesn't understand numbers, so break it down Barney style.
I was an amphibious assault vehicle mechanic, who and I did mainly the 3rd, 4th echelon stuff. So I rebuilt the parts for the Amtraks there.
That makes me physically ill!
Wow, that sounds like you actually have a little bit of sense up in your noggin.
Almost.
I wouldn't go that far. Don't go that far. Don't give him any credit. He's still a Marine. He still crunches on crayons. We know this. Come on now.
Okay, now you're hearing from Oink there. Oink, branch of service?
20 years Air Force, retired, did 21 extra days. I don't know why. Oh, well, that's probably because of the rules and regulations. But yeah, 20-year Air Force was a ground support equipment mechanic, or AGE is what the Air Force calls it. Did 20 years of that. It was flight line junkie. Then, like I said, pulled chocks, and yeah, now we work for the government again. Only in the civilian sector.
Sound off like you've got a pair!
So, if you can't tell by them talking, Oink and Frosty know each other, so this is probably going to get personal. If people remember Nevermore, I was Air Force. Now it's called Security Forces, but I'm so old. Back in the day, it was just Security Specialist. So there you go. That's how old it is. I'm the person that made fun of Oink, basically.
She's a defender.
Holy Jesus. What is that? What the fuck is that?
A defender. Oh God, that was so stupid.
And they're both Chair Force.
Yes. So you ask, how do you end up with a show with two airmen and a Marine?
Oh, jeez.
We don't know either, but when we get that answer, we'll be glad to give you some kind of reason. But right now, you know, just it is what it is, okay? We found each other in DV chat. Shut up. Anywho, the first question is going to be, Frosty, you know they're all going to ask, what's your favorite crayon?
It would be sour apple green.
Sour apple green, kids. We were under the impression, and Oink was let down. He thought it was going to be grape, but it is not.
I could have swore it was grape. I really did. I don't know why. Maybe it's that purple color thing. You know, I don't know.
I don't know, because his whole call sign thing was a complete letdown. Midnight Frosty. I thought every night he went to Wendy's to get a Frosty at midnight, but apparently that's not right either.
At Wendy's. Oh, no, yo. About to get real delicious up in this burger.
They're both civilian contractors. They can explain to you what they do, because so far in pre-meetings, all I know is they pee on airplanes.
We squirt them. That's not much better.
Well, that's how I describe my job badly for both of them. I squirt things.
Explain your job in a GIF. Okay.
I'd rather not. I'd like being on there. I'm tired of going to jail.
Facebook jail is not fun. Been there, done that.
I'm pretty sure we're all Facebook felons at this point, so yeah. But Lord have mercy. So you two live in like the most remote part of the country anywhere. So where are y'all from? Or, well, I shouldn't say from. Where are you at?
I'm in Anchorage, Alaska.
I'm about 40 miles just north of that in what they call Palmer, Alaska. Nice little farming town.
And where did you two originate?
Just north of Seattle, Washington.
Okay, so you were still up north.
Well, I initially came from my mom's vagina.
Well, we knew that. I guess I should have added at the beginning.
My bad. I'm sorry.
At the beginning of the show, I should have said viewer discretion advised, but it's on DV radio, so if you didn't already know that, you know, fail for you. Get off and get your four-year-old out of the room, because he doesn't need to learn the word vagina yet. Okay, what state do you originate?
I'm sorry. I grew up there in central Illinois in farming country, about 100 miles straight south of Chicago.
So you two ended up in Alaska just because you thought it was a great idea, or you just like 6 months of dark?
Yes.
That's helpful.
Well, you know, when Big Blue sends you up here, you kind of go where they tell you to go. And I actually came up here on a TDY back in, 95 timeframe. It was my first TDY as an airman. Came up here, fell in love with the place, told the wife, you know, if I ever get a chance to get stationed up there, I'm coming up here. She argued with me for a little while, and finally I just put in for it. And since, you know, when you're married mill to mill, you know each other's social security numbers and passwords and stuff, I kind of put her in for it too. And we got orders up here. Hey, look at that.
But just so y'all know, he's actually terrified of her, so I don't think that story's true. I'm just saying.
She's gone still, so we're good. I don't have to yell for a Coke and never mind. That was something else.
Please do not get us distracted again. They do not want your 45 minutes of the new jingle that he may or may not have wrote because of that pre-show. That's probably going to make the air, folks. So you'll figure out what we're talking about, because we all know Boner Wood, so he's going to probably use that against us at a later date. But, yeah, don't ask these two how to combat the cold in Alaska. That's all I'm going to say. Because it's not what you think. It is definitely not what you think. Gloves are not an option. So, Alaska, what in the world do you do in Alaska besides piss on planes?
But I said I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time,
Well, I mean, it truly is an outdoor wonderland. If you're into big game hunting, obviously you get the grizzly bears up here, you get black bears, you know, the Mises, That's moose, actually. Okay.
We haven't figured out if we want to change the plural of moose. Again, you know, he's given away all of our secrets, but I'm guessing mises.
Mises, yes. Mises are friendly. You don't go tip them. Don't do that. That's not recommended. But, yeah, you know, yes, it is a wild, you know, type of, how would I say, shit, dream, you know, for those that love the outdoors.
And that's just here in town.
Yeah, I mean, that's just on base. I mean, believe it or not, that's on base. So, but
when
yeah.
Half your morning briefing is, okay, the bear was spotted over here today.
Morning
that makes things
briefing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when you guys go to work, you actually do have to worry about walking up on a mama bear and her cubs and possible mises and whatever else can try to kill you in Alaska.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do if a bear is on the flight line and they need to take off? Shoe bear? I know you can't shoot it, and we know that the security forces ain't going to hit it. So,
no, we actually have wildlife officers actually on base. Mm-hmm. Some are volunteers, but there is actual, I think, one or two that are actually paid wildlife officers that would go out. And they try different things. You know, they try the
chasing them with cars, firecrackers at them.
They really do. They chase them with the cars, the sirens, whatever they can get. They do have, obviously, shotguns and stuff like that with, the bean bags, the pepper spray. I mean, whatever they could use to basically get it off the flight line. But if they have
cracker
to,
shells.
Yep, they'll trank it and pick them up and relocate them.
Well, see, I was stationed in Louisiana, and we had a gator problem, and those ended up, you know, during flooding on the flight line. But I think I'd rather face a gator than a bear, especially a mama bear with cubs, because I hear that you really should not go pick up a cute bear cub that you see wandering by itself. That's a real bad idea besides tipping mooses.
No, you just kind of stay away. If you see a bear that's about the size of a good lab, start looking around and get out of the area.
Yeah, I bet your mama bear get pissed off. Mm-mm-mm. So, you know, we talk like Alaska's a different country, and it's not. I mean, I know y'all got Walmarts. We found that out the hard way today because there was apparently a race going on. When you are at Walmart before your other buddy gets off from work and he makes it home before you make it out of the Walmart parking lot, the race is just lost. Oink
yes.
Lost today.
Yes.
I don't know how far his timer went, but Oink lost horribly today.
1 hour and 14 minutes.
Lord have mercy, what are you doing at Walmart? If you're not getting paid, why are you at a Walmart for an hour and 14 minutes? Maybe the hour was trying to get through the checkouts and the 14 minutes of shopping.
Mama said she had to go. So, as the nice son that I am, I took Mom to the Walmart so she could pick up her medications and a few groceries. And I have no idea what else she was doing in there for an hour and 14 minutes. But that's what I was told.
Yeah.
Maybe she's having an affair with the door greeter. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
They don't greet doors. They greet people. Lord have mercy. Hello, door. How are you today?
Some of the ones up here might actually be greeting the doors.
Yes.
So, let's hear how Frosty started his day since he got a good laugh first thing this morning.
Well, started out as I was coming into work, the guy at the gate, because I'm pulling away from it, turns to his buddy who's standing there with him reading his energy drink for the morning. He says, did you get stuck on a big word?
Air Force thinks they're so smart. Yeah.
Best and the brightest, as I'm fond of saying.
This is coming from a Marine, y'all. I'm worried.
Yeah, then, well.
Then about 45 minutes later, I had paint from my knee all the way down across my boot. So.
We did confirm he did not eat the paint because he said it smelled like ammonia. We did confirm that. I mean, he is a Marine, so Oink does still have to look after him and make sure he doesn't, like, lick the airplanes and stuff.
Yeah, while it's still wet, it's not so good, but the paint chips, those are awesome.
And the day they ask, what's wrong with your friend Frosty? Too many paint chips, okay? They're still lead in Alaska. I'm sure they're that far behind. They're like, 20 years behind the rest of us in technology and stuff, so the paint still has lead. I'm sorry. It can't be that bad, though. I mean, y'all are obviously on the internet, so you can't be that far behind. No. You're just isolated.
Sometimes it feels like you're really isolated, especially when you need to order anything.
Oh, yeah. How's takeout food? I mean, delivery. Do they actually deliver anything there?
Well, I get it here in town just about anybody else that would you'd normally get delivery will deliver where I'm at.
No, but I bet you if you order something, it's a bitch waiting on it.
Not like, really. Pizza place is just around the corner.
No, I mean, like if you order something online and it's like, you know, in, I don't know, say K-Bar Soap. Yeah, K-Bar Soap. South Carolina, it's going to take a minute to get there.
Well, in fact, a good example of that is I ordered something off of one of our favorite online retailers, and it was, I had the nice free shipping, but if I wanted expedited, it was going to be like $10 more and come 3 days later.
I can't even imagine what something heavy would, you know, just to mail a small package to Australia was like $20 and it barely weighed anything. And I'm assuming it's probably the same way, even though, you know, Alaska's not quite as far as Australia, but I'm wondering if it's like the same kind of concept, you know, no thanks. Oh,
a lot of places like to think that, but then they turn around and ship it the same way everybody else does and
yeah,
at the regular prices.
Which we don't understand either, because, I mean, if you think about it, UPS, FedEx, all these big companies that do the shipping, DHL, most of them are going to stop here in Anchorage, do a quick refuel, and pick up stuff to go to Asia for vice versa.
Post office.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is post offices up here in Alaska, people, believe it or not. But
and it's a state where planes are heavily used, so obviously they're going to be hubs for these planes and shit, so...
Yeah, so why they're charging extra to stop here and drop off stuff when they're going to do it any damn way, that's what I don't get. But no, for the shipping and stuff like that, it does cost a lot more to ship stuff up here. I mean, even normal, everyday items, you know, that you would buy online, you could ship it to Washington for, you know, $3. But you say Alaska, it's automatically tripled that and up to 9 or higher, you know. So it's a little crazy. It's a lot out of hand. So you definitely... You have to be patient.
All right. So cost of living with everything having to be outsourced and sent up there. For example, like if you go into the grocery store, is a bottle of like Coke 98 cents like it is here?
No. There is no dollar menu in Alaska, just so you know. You know, you can't go into your local McDonald's with a dollar and grab a double cheeseburger or whatever they're doing now. It's a $1.50 menu or $2.
That's like three items.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So, see,
half
now
gallon
I
of milk
know
runs about $4.
Do what?
Half gallon of milk runs about $4.
It's literally 88 cents here.
Not so much up here. And, you know, and that's in town prices, people. That's here in Anchorage Bowl where most of the stuff is shipped. Now, if you want to go out to the Alaska Bush, I mean, up there in Barrow or whatever the hell they call it now, they changed it back to their native
Uktiavik or something like that.
Yeah. Whatever it is, yeah.
A case of water that's like $3.50 here was $28 up there, and that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, just do a quick Google search of Barrow prices, and I can almost guarantee you you'll come up with their current list of stuff that what it costs up there, and it's ridiculous.
So. You know, you see a lot of the shows, and I know that a lot of it's made up, but you see them doing the outdoor living where they fish or hunt or, you know, do all their summer prepping, and I can see why. Nobody wants to go to the damn grocery store. Even, let's just take out the bad weather. You go spend a good $200 and that's going to last you a week. You know, where you can take $200 down here and you can eat for like a month. Damn. Oh, no, I'd be doing more than tipping some mooses. I'd be shooting them suckers and eating them. Take up air like $30.
That's what a lot of actually the Alaska natives up in those bush areas do. They do a lot of subsistence hunts. They're allowed to do them. So, you know, it's how they live. It's how they sustain life up there, you know. So whether it be, you know, eating whale fat, blubber, I forget what the hell they call it, but no thanks, I'll pass. To, you know, going out and catching fish on a daily basis. So
No. Mm-mm. See, no. That sounds like a lot of hard work, or you better have a job where you are making like $3.50 an hour. And I don't mean $3.50. This is why they have contracted and work for the Air Force still, because, yeah, milk $5 for a half gallon cheese. Lord.
Well, it's ridiculous.
I'd get my own cow. Do they have cows up there? I'm sure they do.
There's a few. You got to search for them. Easier to find a moose than it is a damn cow, I think.
I'm not going to Google, can you milk a moose, okay? I'm just not going to do that. There's just some things that we just don't need to know. How do you milk a moose? I don't even know if that's a smart idea. That moose may kill you.
I wouldn't recommend it. You kind of like milking up, you know, a bear. That's probably not a good idea.
See, the way they're talking, see, we have deer, and they're small. They're not like, you know, up north or, you know, where there's more woods and stuff. But they get a little crazy. Like, they'll run at vehicles, and they'll attack you. But I'm just picturing this big 500-pound moose coming after you because you just tried to milk it. No, Joey, you shouldn't do that, bro. I'm just saying that might be a bad day.
Try 1,500 to try 1,500 to 2,000 pounds.
You're talking. I was hoping for a small one. Go for the smallest in the herd, y'all. Come on, man. Can you ride a moose? I don't know. Why don't you go try?
Yeah, and here in town, they will use a crosswalk at the signal properly.
A moose?
Yep. I've
you
seen it.
Walk through town?
Yeah, they're here in town.
In Anchorage. Downtown Anchorage. Yeah. Yep.
There's one
that's supposed to be like a city, right?
It's a city of about 300,000, yeah. Yeah. They got moose. We got parks. They like them.
Yeah. Bears here in town.
I don't know what I would do if I was sitting there and, you know, at a red light and a moose crossed. I'd be like, where am I?
One of the places I used to live looked over an intersection, and I happened to glance out there one night and watched him. He crossed at the crosswalks, three sides, at the lights, properly. So when the walk sign turned walk, he crossed.
See, I already asked them in one of the, you know, one of our meetings or whatever, have they seen Bigfoot? Because everybody talks about these weird, you know, creatures that are in Alaska because Alaska is so untamed. They have not seen Bigfoot. I am so disappointed. I almost as disappointed as Frosty has nothing to do with being a snowman or Wendy's Frosties. I don't know.
But I did drive by a Wendy's yesterday and almost stopped.
No, we're not sponsored by Wendy's, but we do have a sponsor, believe it or not. Before I started the show, I actually got my ducks in a row for once, and we are sponsored by K-Bar Soap Company. Unfortunately, the Alaskans will probably have to wait 7 to 5 business days before they even get clean, because, you know, the soap ain't coming for a minute.
Well, when you only shower once a week, yeah, it's good.
I mean, what's the highest temperature y'all get in the summertime?
It depends on the location. You got to remember, the state of Alaska, if you were to superimpose it over the lower 48, was stretched from basically, what, Michigan down to Texas, and is wide if you include the Aleutian Chain from California over to Florida.
Okay, let's go with where y'all are at. What's your summertime highs there, buddy?
Probably about mid-70s, might hit 80 once or twice on a bad day.
Geez, it might be worth the cost of living not to have to be in 95-degree weather.
I mean, right now we've been hitting upper 60s, maybe low 70s for our highs the last week or two.
And how cold does it get?
Again, depends on where you're at. But if you're talking where we're at, it averages, I'd say, about what, the 20s? 20s probably, and teens in the winter.
But it can get as low as about minus 30. I've seen that here in town.
Well, like I said, we're not going to talk about how to stay warm in Alaska because they got some weird customs up there. They got some weirdness going on. Now, do y'all ever come down to the lower states visiting or anything like that?
A few times a year. Go down and visit some family.
I think the last time I was down was, 2 years ago, almost to the date. Went and saw Metallica there at Soldier Field with my son. I got relatives and stuff that's still down there in lower 48.
Yeah, but there's no way you can't help but feel like isolated just because, you know, it's not like even driving across country seems more simple than driving up through Alaska. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely not for everybody. I mean, if you can't and don't like the darkness of winter, that's usually the roughest time for everybody up here. But for the most part, you know, you take the good with the bad. The summers obviously are to die for. You know, you're talking 24 hours of daylight. I mean, it gets dusk dark for what, 4 hours, and then the sun's right back up again.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
So it doesn't truly get dark where we're at, and then it's even worse on the north slope. You know, you're talking the sun never sets. It just kind of circles above you. So,
well, I mean, I don't want to just continue doing, like, you know, an Alaskan history lesson, but that does make me curious. You know, winter months, veterans seem to struggle more, you know, because they can't get outdoors and they can't do that. So 6 months of almost total darkness, do y'all have a lot of veteran resources up there?
You know, I don't know if there's a lot. You have you do have the typical, you know, normal VA that's here in Anchorage, believe it or not, which is a good thing. But there is actually homeless veterans up here in the city of Anchorage. There's homeless teens running around what we call the valley, where I live out here, that, you know,
how do they survive those temperatures and stuff, though? I mean, I don't, like, down here, there's in any given city, other than the, like, tiny towns, there's 4 or 5 homeless shelters, and there's still people on the streets, but I think the coldest, I mean, it's hit below, you know, minus 20, but it's got to be really, really, because I'm far south, it's got to be really bad. I just can't imagine how they survive up there, especially with the cost of living, the conditions. I can't even imagine. And if all you've got are, because see, here there's veteran centers, there's veteran shelters, there's veteran halfway houses, there's the VA, but they also have the clinics. You know, it's not a whole hospital, it's a clinic, and I can drive right now within 3 hours and hit probably 10 different VAs.
Yeah, I don't know really how many actual veteran-specific resources there are. They kind of try and spread it out to make sure they encompass more people, but I know we've got the VA, and there is a vet center here in town, but from what I've heard, it's not real big.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a lot of this branching out beyond that, I'm not sure of a whole lot. Most of it kind of encompasses everybody.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, 6 months of complete darkness, a lot of people would slip into pretty bad depressions and stuff. And I'm just sitting there going, how in the world do you cope with that? You know, the 6 months of just complete darkness. I know you guys work and the shifts are long, and so when you're not working, you're sleeping. But I just can't imagine if you're disabled, unable to work, and you're just stuck sitting for 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, it is a real concern up here, because I know even the spouses, you know, of the airmen and soldiers that are up here, you know, you got to figure they're at home doing the same thing, sitting there by themselves while their, you know, spouse is either deployed or you know, do at the job. So they actually have, you know, what they call them, the happy lights that produce the ultraviolet light that the sun would normally give you.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to help counteract that stuff. But, you know, luckily, like you said, with us being so busy all the time, we really don't notice it. But and it is a true concern up here. So, like I said, it is a different environment, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I know for the actual military and their families and stuff, there are a lot of activities and stuff that go on that are sponsored on the base to try and keep people, at least on that community, bit active, doing stuff to kind of help counteract it, the dark, or the, even the summer is almost as bad with the light almost all the time. Cause you start losing sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, you get sleep deprived.
You'll be out there doing something in your yard, and all of a sudden you look at your watch and, oh crap, it's midnight. I was supposed to knock this off 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be easy to lose track of time, because, you know, at least where we're at, and y'all have been in the States, and, you know, you grew up there, so you know what it's like, but, you know, you start seeing dusk coming and, you know, or dawn coming, so you know that either morning's coming or night's coming, it's time to, you know, cool it off. But I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot of outdoor activities up there, but I can't imagine doing them in, you know, all the darkness, and it's probably not even smart nor safe, you know.
So they I have know a lot of indoor facilities too, as well, that you know, our old BX that we used to have here on the Elmendorf side of the base was gutted, and it's now a community activity center where they have exercise equipment, mini putt-putt golf inside, computers,
skate park in there.
I don't remember. You know, it's been a while since I've been inside there.
Well, but, you two stay fairly busy, so I'm sure you're not out, you know, exploring wild Alaska, because y'all schedules, you guys have no idea. When you decide that you're going to team up with two Alaskans, you're like, well, I don't sleep anyway, so I'm just going to record in the middle of the night, and it'll be their evening. They're not even ready for bed yet. And things will flip-flop, because in the winter, their jobs change, and their schedules change, and stuff like that. So you'll probably have grumpy Alaskans, you know, during the winter recording. But, you know.
These bears won't be hibernating, let me tell you.
No kidding, right?
End up having to wake up to record.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully we'll be able to work something out. I know you guys don't take much time off, and in the winter, it can't be. I mean, they do really do de-ice planes. They don't pee on them, people. I mean, we hope. We're going to assume all that's a big joke. But, I mean, it's got to be constant if the planes are out and the freaking weather is shit. So, I mean, y'all do get snow. I'm assuming there's snow. Ice.
Some days.
Yeah, there was 2 years. Was it 2012, 2013, that we really didn't get a lot of snow here in the Anchorage area.
Really?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, everybody thinks everybody lives in the igloos too. We don't.
Well, no. Here, so. Well, you see snow in the South, and everybody loses their fucking mind, and it's literally a dusting, and you're like, dude. And see, I grew up in the mountains, so I had more snow. But they down here, they start driving, and it's like watching a little old grandma going the wrong way on the highway, knuckles white gripped on the stern wheel, barely peeking over, and I'm like, come on, guys, just slow down a little bit. Take your time. It's okay. So I can't imagine if somebody like from the South moved up to Alaska, that there would be wrecks all the time.
Situation, we just call Tuesday.
Yeah, that's just Tuesday.
Pretty much. And where I live, like I said, 40 miles north of Anchorage, there's one road, by the way, that goes into Anchorage. There's one road that goes south of Anchorage as well, if you want to go south. But the earthquake we had back in November 30th, it took out both inbound lanes. So talk about a snafu, a cluster, you know what? It was definitely that.
Did he just say a cluster, you know what? See, here on Frag Out Drag Out, we're not only dropping truth bombs, but I drop F-bombs, so I don't know why he said, you know what, but whatever. I'm surprised he didn't spell it, people. F-U-C-K. By the way, beginning to be the middle of the night for Nevermore, so she's probably losing her mind. But
Frosty just learned a new word.
Frosty just learned a new word. But we are at our 30-minute mark, so we are going to take a break, come back, because we're going to probably insert some commercials and some music in here. We're still learning, you know, finding our groove. But anyway, we're going to take a break, which we'll probably still be recording, but you guys won't get to hear it. So we'll be back right after our messages sponsored by K-Bar. Yay!
DB Radio. Do you really want that smell of the springs of Ireland, or had your rudder have that manly scent? After that warm shower to start your day, then ditch the bar, grab the grenade. Head over to kbarsoapco.com and grab this all-natural soap, infused with ingredients like coconut, palm and canola oils, and other natural oils that won't harm your skin. So stop smelling like a glitter fairy and get your manhood back by ditching the bar and grabbing the grenade today. That's kbarsoapco.com.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you,
the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio. We're back on the air.
Hey! DV Radio. And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out with your hosts Nevermore, Oink, and Frosty. So everybody wants to know, what's this show about? Again, we have no idea. No, not really. I do have a concept, but we're going to try to, on the first one, not get too crazy because we don't want to scare you. But we are going to talk about one of the things that are ticking us all off right now. The war on veterans on Facebook. Censorship. And Zuckerberg. Yeah. Dude, you got to get out of Cali and get your head out your ass, because we kind of getting sick of you think it's hate speech and all I'm doing is calling my buddy a, you know, a twat waffle, and I mean it in the nicest way possible because I love him. Come on now. What do y'all think?
It's horseshit. I mean, it's straight up. I mean, it's not just on Facebook, but I mean, fuck, Twitter's doing it. YouTube is now saying that, you know, we're veterans, or, you know, you can't have a group per se that allows just veterans in because you're excluding everybody else. Well, no shit. I don't want some dumbass fucking libtard that wants to, you know, go hug a fucking tree in there and say that all we all are baby killers.
Exactly.
You know, it's completely and utter bullshit. But it's fine, perfectly fine, if you have, say, a transgender group to say, well, you can't join our group because you're not transgender.
I completely agree. So I don't think it's fair that what they deem, because it does lean towards the left. Now, what? None of our political views matter. This is just what we're seeing. Now, I have no problem with saying I lean towards the right. But that doesn't mean, despite the media, I'm not anti-gay, I'm not anti-transgender, I'm none of that shit. I'm to each their own, mind your own damn business. But the problem is, they cannot do the same. If I am a veteran, I'm automatically homophobic, I'm automatically racist, I'm automatically a bunch of other labels. But at the same time, they can have their labels, and I'm not welcome, and I don't get why. You know, everybody's humor's different. Everybody's way of thinking's different. If that group or that page is not something you want to be a part of, you don't have to be a part of it. But no, what do? You jump on there, you grab your friends, you all go team up, and you report it. Why? Just walk away. We don't go. Now, I'm not saying that some vets don't. There are some trolls on both sides of the storm. They get bored. They go do whatever. But I'm not one to sit on the internet and go search for a transgender group that I wouldn't be allowed in, or a all dudes group that I wouldn't be allowed in, just so that I can get rid of them. I just don't care.
It's funny how they lean, you know, towards one side and not, you know, the other, and they change the goalpost to make it fit their objective. You know, and they call them out on it. It's their company. You know, they call them out on it. They can do what they want.
Exactly. You know,
it's horseshit.
It's a crying shame to where it's to the point that I will not use the word AK. I will not use the word gun. I will not use the word pistol. If I am on Facebook Live or I am posting, I will say pew pew bang stick. I mean, that's how bad it is, because you can literally lose everything. And I know we're just starting to build this, but who wants to spend 6 months building something everybody that you know, it's their kind of thing, liking it, just to get ruined or taken out because one person gets their buddies, because one person reporting doesn't do a whole lot. But if you get enough people to come join you, and all you have to do is in your little private group go, we're going to go target this. We're going to go, it's frag out, drag out. They're talking about explosives. Look, the only thing, the only bomb that's going to be going off is if this dog that's snoring over here farts. Okay?
We're not maybe a few F-bombs.
Well, F-bombs, but other than truth bombs and F-bombs, there is nothing coming out on this show that's dangerous. Okay? We're not dangerous. When the persona that everybody thinks that they have, which makes us isolated, veterans are the nicest people. We're just like the Alaskan bears. We're fine. Just don't poke us, okay? You poke me with the stick, I'm going to punch you in the head. I was almost really naughty. I know DB Radio does not care, but I my hosts are boys. I'll punch you in the throat. There we go.
No, I think Oink kind of made a good point when he said that, when he was talking about the goalposts moving. So, like, they said all these rules and regulations that you're all supposed to follow, and you do your best to stay in them, and then they make a change and go back 3 years when that wasn't a rule and say, oh, this violates our policy. Well, back then it didn't.
Well, I get that, but here's the thing. The groups that, you know, when they first started, they're like, fuck it, we don't care, I'll take a ban. Once they realized, or they built it and realized that, you know, their page, because there is a health thing for pages, on the page it'll tell you, you know, what's your status. And once you hit red line, you know, you're screwed. So once they realize if they actually care about what they're doing, their business or their page, they stop and they start trying to clean it up. But then they, like you said, even if it's something that they posted 3 years ago, some motherfucker has the time to go through 3 years of posts and you get hit with a ban, a 30-day ban, and you're like, when did I post that? And you look and it's like 2015 and you're like, you're shitting me, right?
Yep. Well, Twitter's a perfect account and it's just the same thing. You know, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, when he was like 17, tweeted out, I like boobies or some stupid shit, right? Yeah. The dude was like 17, 19 or some shit. Well, now he's a professional athlete and he's in his 20s. And they went back that far to find something against them. When you have people that are sitting around looking for shit, I mean, come on, people. It's out of hand.
3 years ago, some motherfucker has the time to go through 3 years of posts and you get hit with a ban, a 30-day ban, and you're like, when did I post that? And you look and it's like 2015 and you're like, you're shitting me, right?
Yep. Well, Twitter's a perfect account and it's just the same thing. You know, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, when he was like 17, tweeted out, I like boobies, or some stupid shit, right?
Yeah, we're hate speeching. It's only hate speech from one side. And the problem is, like I said, me calling another vet a twat waffle is not being derogatory. 95% of us, our greetings are, hey, fucker. You know? It's like... I could walk in and be like, are you dead yet? No.
It's a term of endearment for veterans. I mean, come on.
I've literally walked in, you know, I sent a card to D.V. Bonerwood, and the greeting, the nurse was scared to read this fucking card. And he goes, it took me forever to get the nurse to tell me what it said. And I was like, all it said was, don't die, asshole. And she would not read that. And that's my term of endearment. Hey, don't die, asshole. You're in the hospital. Don't die, right? But to them, that was horrifying that I sent that. He's like, the nurse wouldn't do it. Mommy, he said his mama had to read it, and she died laughing because she knows she's been around. She knows that I don't, that that didn't literally mean I wanted him to die. But, yeah, I mean
if you've never been around a veteran, you know, and you're curious, by all means, ask. But for the most part, if we walk up to one another and say, hey, fucker, it's not that we're going to throw down. It's a term of endearment. Hey, fucker, long time no see. And it could be, you know, years or even months go by, we haven't seen one another. We're going to pick up just like we did when we were fucking stationed together at, you know, Base X, wherever the hell that may have been. But and for somebody that's never been around a veteran to see that, it's a little awkward.
Yes, there are some dickheads out there. Don't get me wrong, but there's dickheads in every group. And you do have that, what I call a super vet, that wants to go around and he wants to flex on everybody and you got to thank him for his cervix. Okay, don't lump us all in with that. We don't lump you all in as lunatics, even though, I don't know, but anyway. and we don't treat civilians the way we treat our veteran buddies, okay? You act like we walk around and we just, you know, knife hands everybody. And I'm the world's worst. I talk with my hands. But if I walk up to a civilian I haven't seen in a while, unless they know me, I don't just go, hey, fucker. You know, it's just like, hey, how you doing? But I don't know. It's like right now it seems like there's a target on anybody whose opinions differ from just one particular set of people. And even you just can't, you can't say it. I'm not talking we need to start posting nudity and all that. You know, some people don't want to see that shit, and I get it. But, I mean, people are losing pages that have taken years to create, and it's not just one set group. You know, Uncle Sam's Misguided Children, bless their hearts, I think they've started 9 pages now. Because every time Tank brings out the truth, or, you know, proves facts wrong, they take out Uncle Sam's Misguided Children for some obscure rule or call it hate speech. How is speaking a truth hate speech?
And how many times do people have to be, you know, so-called, quote-unquote, offended before something like that gets taken down?
Yeah, you literally can say,
too, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go off on their page and report them and cry like a little bitch. Unfollow. Or don't follow in the first fucking place.
Or if it's a person, you just block them. Or if you're so fucking sensitive that the internet makes you cry, don't get on the fucking internet, man. I don't know what else to tell you.
Go buy a flip phone.
go back to your mom's basement and just stay under there with some bubble wrap or something in the dark. I don't fucking know. The world's a big scary place. I don't know. All it takes is one event and then everybody starts getting offended over that. And then another event strikes and they're offended over that. But I'm going to tell you right now, people, if somebody wants to do something bad, they're going to find a way. No matter what you do, they're going to find a way. So unless you lock us all in little tanks and just keep us plugged into a machine, you know, we're talking some Matrix shit here. Bad things are going to happen.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
What do we know? You know, we're just old fuckers who watch the world change and we sit back and we're going, yeah, in 20 years, I'm kind of hoping that old age kicks my ass and I don't have to see any more of this shit. And it makes you wonder.
Goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
What do we know? You know, we're just old fuckers who watch the world change and we sit back and we're going, yeah, in 20 years, I'm kind of hoping that old age kicks my ass and I don't have to see any more of this shit. And it makes you wonder, you know, our kids, they're already growing up in this everybody's offended world. The next generation, what the hell is that going to be like? I mean, if you say boo, are you going to get arrested?
Maybe.
You might. No more haunted houses, no more practical jokes. I'm pretty sure that there's going to be words banned from the human language. I don't know. I mean, you can't even have a fucking plastic straw in damn California, but the paper straws come in plastic. What the fuck is that stupid shit? How does that help?
Or hey, how about a drag show at a public library for kids' book reading?
I don't want to talk about that because,
yeah, that's, I mean,
do we want to talk about what just made the news, about the dude that was, you know, reading for children in drag and got arrested for pedophile?
Yep. or he had a talent show. There was the president of the PTA, I think it was, or that got up there on stage in drag and performed at a kid's talent show, elementary kid's talent show at that. But somehow that's fine.
I got no problem dressing drag. I have no problem.
None whatsoever. But I mean,
stop deciding what our children should and shouldn't be. Let our children decide. All this crap about, well, you shouldn't refer to them by what they're born. You know what? Let these kids grow up and figure things out on their own. That's what we did. We grew up and we figured it out. I'm all for making the world easier to be accepted. All that jazz, but how in the hell are you going to tell me that that two-year-old wanted to be in a dress and identifies as a girl? Sorry, people. Y'all go get pissed, but the whole part of frag out, drag out is truth shall set you free.
And the truth shall set you free.
And there's things that we can't say on other platforms. By the way, these views and opinions are our own, but there is shit we cannot say on other platforms. So you tell me exactly why exposing kids, there's an 8-year-old that competes in drag competitions. I'm sorry, but your parents need fucking shot.
Yep. Child abuse.
In the kneecaps, because I don't want to wish death on anybody. In the kneecaps, just for stupid.
Yep, but like I said, you know, for them to say that it's perfectly fine and it's art or something, so be it. But if I don't want my kids raised that way, don't be forcing that on them in a freaking talent show, or at least let the parents know so they can decide whether or not their kids are going to go to that talent show.
Exactly.
Or book reading, or whatever the case may be, but just to surprise it, and no, come on now. It'd be like, you know, surprising somebody at a, fuck, I don't know, a cake sale, and you walk in with a fucking AR-15 saying, hey, everybody, look. You know, here's my cake, or here's what I'm raffling off. They don't go together. You know what I'm saying? It's not a bake sale for crying out loud. It's, you know, it's two different things. Apples and oranges, people. Come on.
And but see, that's the problem, though. They don't want our opinions, but yet they push theirs down our throat. And they like to say the right is this, 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 and this. And the truth is, we just want to do our thing. If you want to send your children to a book reading by a drag queen, I don't care. But don't force me and tell me I'm doing it wrong, that your way is the only way. And that's what everything's turned into as far as social media. Their way is the only way, and you're wrong. You're asking veterans who were forced to be, no, I'm not going to call it say mature, because hell, we all know the stupid shit we done, but forced to stand on their own and to formulate their own opinions, thoughts, and, you know, I'm not the lieutenant that can't read a map. I'm able to think for myself. But free thinking is a dead art.
Most definitely.
If you're a free thinker and you don't agree with this or you don't agree with that, you're automatically something else. And I've met people like that, that as soon as they see me or they hear the word veteran or anything like that, they're automatically, I'm this and I'm this. And I'm like, I have gay friends and I have transgender friends. You don't fucking know me. But those people know that they don't push their lifestyle and I don't push mine. I accept them for exactly what they are. They want to bring whatever that they love with them. I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with, when you get in my face and say, this is the only way and you'll like it or else. No, you don't have, I don't have to like anything.
Veterans as a whole is one of the most tolerant groups there is. I mean, if you think about it, we served along blacks, browns, whites, you know, all different sexual orientations, all different religions for that matter. It didn't matter to us.
And
we're all green or blue in your guys' case.
I don't know when you guys were in, but I'm from the don't ask, don't tell generation. And that was really rough on some of my friends.
Yep.
Because if they got caught, they lost everything. So don't sit there and tell me that I don't understand the struggle or blah, blah, blah. Because I had friends that we would help hide these things that they were into because we did not want them to get removed from the service simply for loving someone else. that they loved. I'm not for that. I'm sorry.
You
mean, I'm not.
You looked at the individual? What?
Oh,
you
my God.
Put them
God.
Into consideration? What?
I know that the way our barracks were set up is the bathroom connected to the next room. So each door had a lock, whatever. But
there is. I mean, if you think about it, we served along blacks, browns, whites, you know, all different sexual orientations, all different religions for that matter. It didn't matter to us.
And
we
were there to
all green or yeah. blue in your guys' case.
I don't know when you guys were in, but I'm from the don't ask, don't tell generation. And that was really rough on some of my friends.
Yep.
Because if they got caught, they lost everything. So don't sit there and tell me that I don't understand the struggle or blah, blah, blah. Because I had friends that we would help hide these things that they were into because we did not want them to get removed from the service simply for loving someone that they loved. I'm not for that. I'm sorry.
You
I'm not.
You looked at the individual? What?
Oh,
you
my
put
God.
Put them into consideration? What?
I know that the way our barracks were set up is the bathroom connected to the next room. So each door had a lock, whatever. But my barracks mate that was on the other side of the bathroom, he was gay as all could be. For the longest time, I know for like 6 months, people thought we were dating just because he wasn't dating me. He was dating another dude down the hall, but he didn't want to get caught. And, you know, the sergeant would come over and do the room inspection, and here he'd come flying because, you know, he didn't want caught. And I'm like, you know, it's sad. And they actively pursued and wanted you to tell on these people. Like, they would question you, do you know anybody? And I don't use this word, but do you know any faggots? And I'm like, well, no, of course not, Sarge. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. We're all straight here, you know? And they don't understand what kind of oppression that people got back then, you know? And now that they're allowed to be more open, and there's some controversy in there. There are some things that, you know, that are they're struggling with. You know, transgenders did get banned. But I'll save that topic for another show.
We can dive deep into that one, and we ain't got a whole lot of time left, people.
Well, we'll discuss that one in an upcoming show, because one thing I'm hoping is that with three hosts, all from different backgrounds. I mean, yeah, there's two of us from the same branch of service, but, you know, grew up different parts of the country. We may disagree. It will never turn into a fight because we're grown-ups. And as grown-ups, we are allowed to disagree and hear the other person's opinion without automatically shutting them down. You know, kind of how, like at a Trump rally when the liberals get in your face and no matter what you say, they're screaming no at you, so they never hear your point, but you definitely fucking hear theirs. Whether you want to or fucking not. And that's what pisses me off, because if Oink says, I don't like the color purple, and I say, but that's my favorite color, we can agree to disagree. And I can walk away and not hate Oink just because he doesn't like that color. You know? And that's what pisses me off about a lot of liberals, because there is no such thing as them being wrong. Ever.
I just want to find one that you could actually sit down and have a decent discussion with. A debate, actually, you know, like a debate in high school.
I actually know a couple of liberal vets, and they are definitely, they have their opinions about certain things, but when you state yours, they hear it, and then they go, okay, I hear what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from, but look at it like this. And it goes back and forth, and the discussions end up being really, really good. I love a good, healthy debate, because you come out of it from both sides going, you know, I see where they're coming from. I still don't agree, but I see where they're coming from. That's how it should be versus, you know, I'm sorry, these pink vagina hats and screaming in people's faces and this new age women's movement shit pisses me the fuck off. You make girls look like complete lunatics. That is not feminism. I'm sorry. I'm from the time when women didn't get equal pay, didn't get equal treatment. You can bite my old grumpy ass, because what you're doing now by walking around and flipping your skirts up and screaming no and showing your vagina, You just look stupid and deranged.
You look going like against you, everything you're fighting for.
You literally look like you have a mental illness versus any kind of message. And your message would probably get heard better if people actually took you serious. But when you dress like a giant vagina, I'm just going to say, hey, you look like a giant vagina. I'm going the other way because this is about to get stupid.
That's right. And then when they raise that skirt, it looks like you just picked up a sandwich from Arby's. No, put that shit back down. You're making me nauseous. Sorry.
I mean, I'm being serious. And half of these women are like, you know, they're going on a sex strike. And I look at them and there's nothing left to the imagination because they got black tape over their nips and they got what appears to be a piece of cloth over a tundra wookie. So I learned that word recently and I really like it. You look like you need a set of hedge trimmers up in there, but you wanna be hairy, that's great. But I did not need to know that you do not shave anything at all. But that's supposed to be feminism. Huh? I don't get how that. Maybe it's freeing. If you want to be free, just don't wear any underwear. You don't got to tell us, though, or show us.
Please don't show. Please.
And for those of you who don't know what a tundra wookie is, just picture it. 6 months of darkness, which means 6 months of pants, which means 6 months of no shaving, and then suddenly it's warm. Tundra wookie. I love that word. Y'all just don't know. That is like my new favorite word. I even taught my work partner. I was like, do you know what a tundra wookie is? And he's like, no. Do I want to Google it? You can Google it. And he come back and he was dying because he is actually one of the – he's not a vet. He's a young kid. Been through a lot in life. But, you know, when I first met him, he was like, oh, fuck, a hipster. He's just missing the knot, a vaping hipster. But we actually get along. Because he respects my opinions and I respect his, and we agree to disagree on a lot of things. And at the end of the day, we find out we have a lot more in common than what we thought. It's kind of scary how that works when you're a grown up. Hear me, Zuckerberg? Grown up. You sit in a booster seat before Congress, you little fuck. Sorry. You can't ban me on this one. Nah, I can't say none of this shit on Facebook, man. And what's sad is none of my episodes will be going to YouTube because YouTube has now made it, if you are exclusive veteran and we don't have any civilians on the show. I'm not saying we won't because there are some civilians out there, first responders and shit that do some cool shit. But because we are claiming vet status, we're automatically in the category of we can't be there. So for anyone who says, why don't you put the podcast... It's going to be exclusively and only on DV Radio, and it's going to be on DV Radio's podcast, wherever they put them. I forget where all they are. Oink can probably remember that better than me.
They're probably everywhere. Not. They're out there everywhere. Yeah, if you look out there on Facebook or Twitter, I don't even know if they have an Instagram, because I don't even have a damn Instagram. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Instagram's owned by Facebook, so.
Well, there you go. We ain't got that either. Then it probably has probably been banned. Or
DV Radio still has theirs.
Yes, DV Radio has their stuff. And we're not saying dysfunctional veterans don't have theirs, because right now we don't know. At the time we're recording this, we're really mad at Zuckerberg. Just saying.
We got sucked.
But this show was, in all honesty, it was made exclusively for DV Radio. I had the options of, because I'm in a lot of podcast groups, of putting my podcast other places, but there were rules. No cussing, no discussion of this, no discussion of that, no discussion of this. And it kind of defeats the purpose of Rag Out, Drag Out. And if anybody wants to know where I got the name, y'all are going to crack up. Because frag out, obviously, you got that. Frag out, once it's out, it's out. Drag out, the name hit me watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah, got that name from a drag queen. Has nothing to do with drag. It just, I was like, well, if you're going to drag the truth out, that's where frag out, drag, whatever DV Radio message is. And probably a couple of songs, but I'm pretty sure all three of our music is going to be completely different taste, so we'll just keep it mixed up. We will try not to play anything depressing or just, and no mumble rap. There will be no mumble rap on this damn show. Anybody who wants to fucking put a song on here when the lyrics are, I'm not doing it. I just refuse. I can write better shit than that and I can't even rap.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. We got about four minutes left, so IR can read. I've been hanging around the Marines too long. See what y'all are doing. All my friends are Marines. Just about all of them.
And you still say that like it's a bad thing.
It's not, because they eat crayons. I have
proof. Crayons taste good.
Actually, I have proof, because one of my dear friends sent me a video of her boyfriend who's still in, and they're at the dinner table, and he just picks up a crayon and eats it. And I'm all sitting there going, oh, it's real.
Been there, done that.
It's real. They really do eat crayons. I'm not sure about the glue, though. I don't think I've ever seen a Marine actually eat glue.
Yep. I'll just leave it at that. Yep.
But would not touch the paint that smelled like ammonia. Picky,
exactly.
Picky.
Fucking picky eaters nowadays, I tell you what.
Oh, I know, right? All right, guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to call this a day. I'm going to let, we'll start with Pig Boy here first. Oink, any parting words?
Nope, if you guys want the truth or you want some topics for us to discuss, by all means, shoot them over to us, you know. I have a Facebook page, DV Oink. Look it up. I'm out there. We also could probably send them to Bo at info@dvradio.net. And like I said, we'll talk about anything.
And there will be a Facebook page that matches this. Right now it's under a different name because I have not released this show out on DV Radio, so I don't want my name stolen. So in a couple of episodes, we'll be telling you how to get a hold of that. Frosty, parting words, dude.
Hey, this looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Give us your topics, or we'll come up with something and either blow it up or just blow drag it all over the place.
Well, you know what they say about Marines. They say if you put them in a room, they're either going to break it, fuck it, or lose it. So, I mean, here we go. On a serious note, if you do have a topic that people are scared to discuss, we're not. Now, there are certain things that no matter what, we're never going to condone it. We're never going to go there. I'm not going to you know, support any kind of racism. I don't report or support to you know, support any kind of racism. I don't report or support any kind of I don't think rape's funny for either gender. Yes, I said either gender. I'm only speaking of two. So sorry. But that's what I said. It happens. What else? I don't care. You're going to be mad. Don't. I mean, if you're on DV Radio trying to get me reported on
DV Radio.